Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me down a little bit. No, hey, listen, we're starting the show. Yo, Jack Classy Show 2014. We're working on a level of Ray William Johnson, Fred. Who else is big on the YouTube?
Philip DeFranco.
We're like Philip DeFranco, Onision, all rolled into one. Jack Classy Show 2014. Yeah. Next, when we come back, we'll have Daniel Quinn on the line.
Never to me.
No, because you would have killed the guys, right?
If someone ever did that to me.
Did you ever kill anyone?
Oh, yeah, I'd kill them.
Have you ever killed anyone?
No. And, Jack, come on now. There's no statute of limitations on murder. So,
oh, yes, yeah,
so
you wouldn't tell
had,
me anyway, right?
Do you think that I would tell you?
I would like to get into my favorite subject and my favorite news stories, which would be UFO sightings. And reptilian news. Could you please play us into the news, Dave? Okay, so Jack Classen Show, top 5 ways to say no to weed.
You in a basement or what?
No, man, we're in a full-on studio here. Hey, Evan, this is Evan right here. This is my show's produced, Jesus. Check this out.
Let me tell you something. Hey.
Listen, don't derail
Jesus.
This. This is my show.
Jesus.
I love you. This is my show. You
let me tell you. If you're going to call us, maybe have something nice to say, because all you're doing is asking Jack stupid freaking questions.
Anyway, we had Dean call in. Dean is actually the show's number one advisor for NASCAR.
Woo!
Now, we do have sports, so what did you think of the last race?
Oh, Jimmy Johnson, man, he kicked some serious butt. Holy sh... Woo!
Now, what was that at the... what freeway was that?
What? Oh, is that Charlotte International Speedway?
Yeah, it was Charlotte. That's right. We know where everything about NASCAR is.
Absolutely. The cautions, there wasn't that many cautions this race, but it was just some good old down and dirty racing.
Wow, so the dirt went over to his.
RV. Anyway, this is the emergency Jack Classen Show broadcast because soon our friend Drew is going to call it. Now, Drew, he created Tommy Talk. Now, listen, I don't like making fun of people's autism. I don't like making fun of people's Asperger's. But this guy's be shooting a skit with, what's that guy's name? Tosh.0. You shouldn't skit with Tosh.0. So you know what? You're putting yourself out there. You're a public figure, and I'm allowed to do that. Anyway, we're live on location. I want to thank Bob Carson of Carson's Corner for letting me use Blog Talk so I can actually receive calls and do a live show. By the way, first belch on Blog Talk Radio. How nice. Anyway, I'm looking through like sound effects. Look at what sound effects. Like, I wonder what Rage Against the Machine without a face. Is that a song?
Got no
clock. He also has a sound effect we have. PSA.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. As the cleanup process begins after a natural disaster, there may be areas of flooding. Constantly watch your children to prevent playing in or around water. It doesn't take long.
What? Bob, why is that a sound effect? What's another one? Oh, sweet. Political intro? Oh, by the way, yeah, so, smoking a cigarette. This is the worst studio situation I've ever been in. Normally, when we do the show, I want to remind everyone, we do a show out of an actual studio. Like, I'm not a rube. I'm not some rube who just walks in with a microphone. Right now, though, I kind of am. And this is a political intro. I'm going to use that one. Anyway, right now, I'm basically burning time because I'm supposed to call Drew, and Drew is not calling me. Drew, fucking call me. Drew! Drew! Fucking call. Drew, come on, man. Drew, you got to call. No. Listen, I'm talking right now. I'm talking to Doug, and Doug's saying it's a no-go, but I'm live. Jack Klassen show. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm Jack Klassen. Now listen, the last little bit we got fucked. Coming into 2015, I got fucked. I lost stonerradio.com, drop me. Ganjuana.com, drop me. Hey yo. Who the fuck's this? These assholes calling me. Let's go live. Hey, yo.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yo, is this, is this Drew?
Yeah, it's Drew.
Oh, sick, man. So, hey, listen. Listen, I gotta, Clay, you know what I mean? This is Drew. I don't want
to. Sorry, I was eating some soup. I was distracted by this bowl of soup. I'm almost done with it, but go on.
Dude, fine. Listen, bowl of soups are cool. I like soup. Anyway, so what the hell's going on with you and Tommy?
What's been going on recently?
Yeah, like, what, are you back together now? Are you kissing him now?
No, kissing him. No, I mean, we're not kissing. I haven't even talked to him yet.
Okay, well, I'm saying you created him and then he ditched you?
I didn't really create him so much. I kind of just helped propel him and helped him get his YouTube channel started. A couple of us did.
Well, think about this. When you got to him, he started out with 16 subs, no titles to his vids, and you set up his AdSense, Google Plus, made the titles. You did everything for him.
Yeah. It was like three of us.
See? Well, yeah, and he ditched you. And now he has some new faggots on there. Huh?
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he is. Now, can he actually read?
He can read a little bit. He can read a bit. Yeah, I've seen him read.
Has it gotten better over the year?
Yeah, you must have seen this Reddit post, man.
Yeah. Well, what the hell's going on now? So he's on Tosh.0?
Yeah, I don't know when the episode's supposed to come out.
This is it. Doesn't it disgust you? He's going to get exactly what he wanted. He's an ego machine. Can we call Tommy?
I think Tommy deserves to be famous. Yeah.
You think Tommy deserves this?
Yeah, of course.
You think you're telling me because when you messaged me, this is what you said. You said he was reluctant to take legitimate advice like suggestions for videos and how to manage his channel and lifestyle. For example, dressing in a normal way and losing weight. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fat
fuck.
He's not.
Dude, no. Okay, you're missing out. There was a couple posts that were taken down on the subreddit recently, actually, about geeks and sports.
What is Reddit?
You know what Reddit is, man. Reddit.
What's
is
Reddit?
It's a website. It's on the internet.
And Tommy has this?
A month ago, two guys made a subreddit for him.
What's a subreddit?
It's like a thread that's directed, pretty much to one type of content.
Now, do you think that this faggot deserves this thread?
Why doesn't he deserve it?
Well, come on. First of all, because he's full of himself. He can't read. He's ditched you guys. Someone has to destroy him. Someone has to cyberbully him until he cries, Drew. And that's me and you. Come on. We all know this. Drew.
Yeah, a lot of people that want to do that, man.
Don't you want to cyberbully him? Don't you want to make him cry? Don't you want to make him feel bad?
No, I don't want to make him cry. I was trying to toughen him up for you guys. For you bullies.
Why? You want to toughen him up here? You better tell him that he better normal up. He better learn how to read. Did he graduate school? Because I didn't graduate school. Did he?
Graduate high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Well, guess what? I didn't fucking graduate high school, and I'm smarter than that guy.
You stupid dick.
That's
you
a sound effect.
Dick.
Sound effect.
You stupid dick.
Come on. Just admit to me that you want to bully Tommy, too.
No, actually, I really don't.
Well, yeah, but he's a loser, right?
I like to get him agitated. Son. I like to ruffle his feathers, That's funny.
Yeah, but don't you want to physically fight him?
Physically fight him? Yeah, I would wreck him, dude.
Yeah, you don't.
I would wreck him. I would beat him in a pancake eating competition. I would beat him in a hamburger eating competition. Anything. I'll challenge him any day.
I want to set up a boxing match. Between Tommy and you, I want you to actually inflict pain onto Tommy. Because I can't do it verbally, evidently. I'm trying to get you to verbally bully Tommy for me. And you're not doing it, so I want you to physically fight him for me.
He's being cool, man. He's open now.
Are you sure? Because
he's
being a big dick.
He was.
Huh?
Well, he was being influenced by this other guy who was convincing him that I was the leader of the trolls. And I was like this king of the trolls, and then I had this troll army.
Dude, are you talking about the Digimon dude? Huh?
No, not Digimon dude. Yeah, no. They thought that for a while, but no, then they thought I was the leader of the trolls.
Dude, you're Digimon dude 420. Just admit it. Can you admit it on my podcast that you are Digimon dude 420?
I am not Digimon dude 420.
Can you just admit that you're Digimon Dude 420?
No. I wish. He is an army tool.
Can we? Yeah, I've heard. Can we call Tommy? Because maybe, maybe I'm a dick. Maybe I'm the dickhead. You know what? I'm open to that. Maybe I am the dick. Maybe I should be more supportive.
No, we're all dicks.
No, I'm saying you got to call him up.
I'm a dick, you're a dick. I don't know if he would like that. He'd probably get pretty pissed.
What? Come on. What's his number?
How would that work? You want me to
I don't
like,
just
hang
like
up tell
him to call.
Hang up and call
him? I'll give him... What?
I should hang up and call him.
Yeah, and can you do like a what the fuck, three-way? Yeah.
Three-way call.
Yeah, do like a three-way call. Right, I'll give him tell him I'll give him $500. Huh?
Yeah, right.
I'll give him $500 if he comes on here.
Oh,
I got $500.
You should be pledged to his Patreon page. Did you see that?
Dude, what? What? His Patreon?
Yeah.
How much has he got now?
I think he's got 2 pledges for $1 per month for 1 year, so he's got $24.
Fuck, man. You know what? This guy's doing better than me. But I got $500 from Empire Sonic Recording Studios here in wonderful British Columbia. Now, listen, if you get Tommy on here, I don't care. You want to split the $500 or you want me to just give the $500 to Tommy?
Just give
what
it
do
to
want?
Tommy.
All right. Well, that's if you get him on here, man.
I don't think he's going to come on, dude. There's no way.
Well, listen, you got until tomorrow. I'll give you about this time. Can we do this again tomorrow? And if you have Tommy on, I'll give him the $500 and we'll continue this tomorrow. And I got Reddit questions, by the way, coming at you.
Uh-oh.
So you know what? Maybe I'm the dick in this. Maybe I'm like a Digimon Dude 420. Maybe I'm an asshole. I want to be proved wrong.
All right.
You get it? Now, are we cool? So,
yeah.
Tomorrow, around this time?
So, what? What are you, like, what are you trying to claim here? What is the threat posing? Like, did you find Tommy or something? I mean, like, what is this? Am I been a dick?
No, I've been a dick. I'm the one who hates him. I hate Tommy. I want Tommy to get throat cancer.
Why?
I smoke cigarettes, and I want him to get throat cancer. I'm probably going to get throat cancer, man. I want him to get it, though. I don't know why. Probably jealousy, because I'm no one. I'm pathetic.
Nah, I don't think you really do. I think this is just some character.
You stupid dick.
That, and I have a sound effect. Do you want to hear another sound effect? I got stained brush.
Stained brush?
This is Stan Bush. I sing Fight to Survive in the movie Bloodsport. You're listening to Justin Ray Harvey.
Sound effect I got. Anyway, Drew, tomorrow,
how'd
man.
How'd you get this radio? How'd you get this, didn't you do something with
well,
DJ
I hooked up
resume to
well,
get
no,
a job
dude,
on a radio station to get kicked off?
No, I
you?
Quit that. I'm actually in an RV right now.
You
I have a studio.
A studio
yeah,
RV?
I'm in an RV. I'm in an RV right now, and my dog's fucking barking, because guess what? My studio didn't want me today.
Dog. You don't have a dog.
Man.
That's a fucking lie.
Man, right now I'm rolling on a rock band.
You don't even own a dog.
I can't believe that.
I don't care about it.
That's just me. What? What?
What kind of dog
what?
You got? You got a little lap dog?
I got
dog?
A Shih Tzu sheepdog.
A sheepdog? They're very intelligent.
Shih Tzu
sheepdog,
they go crazy
Rob? If they don't... They don't have. They go crazy if they don't have enough room. Your dog's probably
listen,
crazy.
Man.
If he looks not
listen, let's stop talking about my dog. Tomorrow, I need you on here. You're going to answer some questions from Reddit, and bring
what do you
Tommy
mean from
on. I'll give him $500.
What do you mean from Reddit? Why don't you just ask me right now?
What? Because I haven't fucking got the questions
right
yet.
Oh, okay.
Doug Vanderbilt's going to do it. He got a team. He's doing it. I got a team. This is professional.
Yeah.
Except right now it's not.
Are you Digimon Dude 420?
I am Digimon Dude 420. Anyway, Drew, we'll get you tomorrow, man. Peace and love. You better,
okay.
Man. Bring Tommy. $500. Split it between you. Give it to Tommy. I'll see you tomorrow. My throat's fucking dying. I've been smoking I've smoked 3 packs of cigarettes today. I've been drinking, my mouth is
really?
Dry. Oh, yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. I'm fucking drunk as shit. Anyway, peace and love. I'll see you tomorrow, man. Piss.
Peace.
Piss. Yo! Anyway, guys, I hope Drew is up for the challenge. And I hope Drew tomorrow, and, you know, we got some questions. We'll shoot some questions at him. We got Tommy, and I'll figure it out. I'm going to figure out this whole Tommy debacle. Peace and love. Jack Klassen Show, emergency broadcast live on location from my RV. Peace and love.